Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
That's Lark in the Clear Air from Cara Dillon, who happens to be in front of me, which is quite lovely. It's handy because you have a book out.
So I makes, do, I know. Very
makes
handy.
A lot of sense that you would be in front of me. Welcome. I was going to say welcome home, but welcome to Ireland. Welcome, because you're promoting a book and a CD.
I am.
Together.
It's very exciting, and it's something I never thought was going to happen. I didn't intend to ever write a book, and
caused you to do it then?
Well, during lockdown, I started writing lots of poetry.
Yeah.
I think just because I had this whole sense of space in my head, that, you know, since I was a teenager, I've been doing gigs and
yes.
planning the next thing and, you know, busy mother with three kids at home. And then suddenly everything just stopped, like a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I just found myself getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and sitting outside in the garden, listening to the dawn chorus and scribbling down all my thoughts. And it's the first time in my life I wasn't, I live in Somerset.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I wasn't able to just jump on the plane and go home.
Sure.
And I thought my heart was literally going to break.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, my mother's 92 and I was desperately missing everybody in the family.
What's your mum's name?
Teresa.
Mm-hmm. And is she well?
She's grand, aye. She's in good form.
92. My mum lived to be 95.
Oh.
It's an incredible age, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And the things that they know.
I know.
The wisdom.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, to have a mother that's 92, you know, I took that for granted.
Sure.
But what a privilege. It's such a connection to the past.
Yes.
And ancestors, you know, you hear all these stories and... She grew up in the middle of a place called Glenullen in County Derry, very rural, in like one of those traditional cottages, couple of rooms, eight wains, no running water, no electricity.
No.
And I just started listening properly for the first time in my life on the phone to her stories about growing up there and what it was like.
And was there, because we're talking about COVID, mm-hmm. was there anybody with her? Have you siblings that are around?
She's very independent. She lives on her own, but my sisters and brother
are handy.
They're all in the same town.
Yeah, it was all good.
Yeah, she had that support.
You didn't have that to worry about.
No.
You know, which would have been a different situation altogether.
Yeah.
But it is interesting, isn't it? Because some of us, I find it fascinating, some of us kind of dressed up as clowns or as James Bond figures or whatever during COVID. You decided to do the adult thing and put down your thoughts and your memories. That's quite an interesting idea.
Well, I think you get to a stage in your life and as I was saying, I had the space in my head and around me to actually, I started thinking, you know, who am I?
Yeah.
Like, why do I sing? Why do I do this? And, you know, where have I come from? You know, what makes me who I am?
Sure.
And I went right back to the heart, the source of it all. And I loved it. I loved every minute of it.
But presumably, and also because of the COVID, it would take you out of yourself completely because you're sharing this stuff when you're putting it out there.
Yeah, you're giving it away.
You're giving it away. Mm-hmm. Which is such a link into the song called Giving, which is funnily enough. Because Giving is the first single from the album, Coming Home.
It is indeed.
And again, well, Sam, your husband, he produced the album. And putting this together, was this at home in Somerset? Or was it
Yeah, we've got a studio at home. And so it was very, you know, organic, you know, writing it, bird song, and then being able to just go to the studio and record it all was just beautiful. And we got in some gorgeous musicians. We've got Caroline Lavelle playing cello and Duncan Chisholm from Scotland.
Well, Sam plays guitar, doesn't he?
He does and piano. So it was lovely. And but Giving is about, you know, that idea of it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be expensive, just give from the heart.
Yeah.
And my mother, she would never let anybody out the door without giving them something. Like
when they're going.
Hey?
When they're going home, you mean?
Yeah, when they're leaving.
Yeah.
A bag of soda scones or a wee wheaten loaf that's just out of the oven.
I love that.
It makes you think.
You know,
especially when you've got children and you're wanting to teach them that it's not all about just kind of locking yourself away and, you know, you have to be out and be part of a community and give a wee bit. And you know, the connection is really the heart and the essence of the album and the book.
Yeah. Now, and it's poetry as well as, it's spoken word as well as...
It's spoken word, set to music with a bit of singing and...
They're totally different. You were in Dublin the other week, and what were you doing? What were you doing in Dublin?
We were in Hodges Figgis, and we were just having a launch for the book.
How was it?
Amazing, just incredible. I just meet so many brilliant people afterwards.
Yeah.
Who have got their own stories. You know, it kind of, it's, you know, I've got 8 albums out now, and this is the one that has just connected with people.
Incidentally, you in the early stages, you were huge. I was going to just sound ridiculous. You were huge in China.
Yes.
Weren't you?
We played on the underground there and, you know, we've got thousands of people coming out to our concerts every night. It's so surreal, like going to a different planet, to be honest.
You'd have to get this translated into Chinese.
Coming
Home book. I love the cover. It's a gorgeous looking book. It's an expensive looking book.
Yeah, well, do you know what? I obviously didn't think I was ever going to write a book.
Yeah.
And
and it's your life, it's your family.
It is.
Yeah.
And I thought, if this is the only book I ever write, it's going to have to look the part and it's going to have to be one that is you'd be happy to leave lying about. You know, like a coffee table book with some beautiful photographs on it. And
One of the things, there's a piece in it where you say, it's about your dad.
Hmm.
If I can just, mention it?
You can, of course.
You say, my very first trip home after my father passed away in October 2003 was hard. 2003 was hard. I knew everything was profoundly different. Things could never be the same. The first flight home, the drive over the dramatic Glenshane Pass, all the while known that Mammy would now be stood all alone. I'm an only child, so you're one of...
I'm the youngest of 6.
Spoiled rotten, probably.
Spoiled rotten.
Yeah.
My elder sister's 20 years older.
No.
And so I've seen the change in the house where the house has emptied and then filled up with grandchildren and then emptied again.
Yeah.
And it was such a big moment that it's etched in my memory. Just that first trip back when she was standing there with her arms open. And you just think to yourself, like, you know, we all have experienced moments like this.
I know. But
goals change and all.
Isn't it amazing? You know, isn't it? Anyway, look, leave it to me to cheer you up. Leave it to me. This is Giving from the album. The album called Coming Home with Cara Dillon.
Smoothed by the love of a hand, sea glass of blue and green.
sharp edge is gone now by the shape-shifting sands. Give anything, but give. Feathers found in the forest, a cross made of rushes. A stick, weathered, not broken. Give anything, but give. A penny from your pocket, hair for the locket. A book dog-eared and tired that might just hold a mystery unfolded.
Great sentiment in that song, giving. There's great sentiment in it. When you come to write the lyrics and you come to kind of decide what way you're going to go with these sort of albums, how do you frame it in terms of what you would like? Clear the Path is an interesting track where you talk about an ancestral trail and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So it must take you quite a while to kind of let your mind go down certain avenues of the past or how you're feeling in a certain time.
It was weird. It just all came to me very easily, which is so unusual. Like, you know, I suppose whenever in the past I've written songs,
yeah,
you kind of try and shoehorn your lyrics into the formula of a song.
Of course.
So you're compromised every now and then. You know, you're clipping words and you're trying to... Anyway, I just loved the freedom of this and just how I wasn't doing it for anybody or anything but myself. And I think that's the key to it. It was just all very
but
natural.
You're opening yourself up, though, as well.
Yeah. I kind of described to somebody yesterday that the music sort of helps lift the words out of the book, you know, it elevates them a bit. Yeah.
And I noticed in Clear the Path, you talk about photographs of your grandparents.
Yes.
That you didn't know.
No, all my grandparents, I never met any of them. And yet I feel extremely connected to them. And I nearly felt them willing me, like one of them in particular, willing me to write these things down and to let their stories be told.
Yes.
You know, they grew up in, or they lived on this piece of land where lots of people emigrated and had to leave and go to America. And they would have the living wakes and...
Oh, yes.
You know, I go back and I stand on that ground and I think to myself, You know, we're all part of a continuing story.
That's right.
And you can't let them be forgotten.
Yeah.
You know, they're every bit as important as I am sitting here today just chatting about
And has your mum been good at telling you stories of them as well, presumably?
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's told us all these stories when we were growing up. And you just hear them all the time. And when you're growing up, you're going, oh, whatever, whatever, you know.
Of course, because we're all...
We go for picnics out to the old house and all that. But then, whenever you grow up yourself properly and you've got that time, you realise, hang on a minute, this is what's important.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
And
that's
people
right.
say to me, where did you get your singing voice? I get that all the time. And I never knew my grandmother. And Mommy doesn't sing. And it's from her.
Your grandmother?
Yeah. She used to sit and sew and sing by the fireside, by the light of a tilly lamp.
Not at all.
And she would silence rooms and people come in their ceilidh to her. And you just think, well, you know, there we go.
There you are.
You know,
that's
I'm
what I call
a little piece of dust on
the planet
here.
Well, you're like a channel. No, you're not a piece of dust. But you're like a channel for all that to go through,
absolutely.
Which is quite lovely. It's a lovely idea.
Absolutely.
Now, look, I know that you're all over the UK and then you're back here, seems to be the way you're doing it in March.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing? Because I know you're in King's Place in London, which I know, you know, Southampton, Chester, and then you're back in Armagh. On the 21st of March, Derry on the 22nd, O'Leary in the Pavilion, which I know well, down the road on the 23rd. Then you're off to the UK again, Tidington and Bradford on Avon, all these things. Is it readings? Is it music? How are you? What are they going to be?
Well, we're touring with a band, so we've got some incredible musicians. We've got cello, double bass, fiddle. It's all beautiful, and it'll be. These pieces is going to be the album.
Oh, that's lovely.
And the book will be available to buy at the concert, or you can buy it on the website.
Well, the trick is not to let people out until they bought it.
Well, that's
keep
just
them in the room.
Lock the door
and say, if you're going home, take coming home with you. That's the trick to do. I wish you well with it. I think it's great. I'd love you to come in with some musicians and play for us. That'd be lovely.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Absolutely.
You know, we could see if Sam is actually any good in reality.
Well, you know, we need to put him to the test.
Well, there is that danger. Cara, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me. It's really lovely.
So it's Cara Dillon is coming home, and that's the album, and it's also the name of the book. And just a reminder again, we put the dates up and all the rest of it. But in terms of here, because you're in the UK a lot, I know. But then there's Armagh the 21st, Derry 22nd, Dunleary 23rd of March of this month. This is Clear the Path. See the way we linked it in with that.
You see, you're good at this.
I'm learning as I go. Cara Dillon, thank you so much. A real pleasure.
Same soil, buried the seeds that germinated, birthed and fed and